Healthcare is one of the top issues in this year's midterm elections, though polls point to a political divide. The topic is much more important to Democrats than Republicans. In overwhelmingly blue New Jersey, it's prompting Democratic campaigns in two competitive races to hammer their Republican opponents with ties to the healthcare debate. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
Jim Parker owns Riverview Studios, a video production company with about 5 employees in Bordentown, New Jersey. He used to offer his workers health insurance, but about 10 years ago, it got too expensive for him to pay for, and one of his employees had to quit.
She needed health insurance for her family, for her children. I couldn't afford to provide that monthly amount. So she ended up going to work for a larger company.
Then the Affordable Care Act came along under President Obama. Parker said his employees were able to afford health insurance again.
I can provide them a decent salary. They can buy their health insurance affordably and know at least that they're covered.
That's why Parker is going to vote against Republican Tom MacArthur this year. MacArthur is running for a third term in South Jersey's 3rd congressional district, which stretches across Burlington and Ocean counties. The Republican wrote what is now called the MacArthur Amendment, part of the GOP effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act. The bill ultimately failed, but some people in the 3rd district still resent MacArthur for what they saw as an effort to limit their health care options. MacArthur's opponent, Democrat Andy Kim, has seized on that resentment in ads put out by his campaign with help from the National Party.
It would gut protections for pre-existing conditions, make prescription drugs more expensive. 217 Republicans voted yes. All of us must hold them accountable.
MacArthur says his amendment would not have allowed insurers to deny coverage to people with pre-existing conditions. The goal, he claims, was to reduce costs by giving states the ability to opt out of parts of the law.
I understand this industry fairly well. I spent 30 years in insurance. Andy Kim's knee-jerk opposition to anything that touches the Affordable Care Act is not going to serve us very well.
The Congressional Budget Office found that the bill would have reduced the national deficit by over $100 billion in 10 years, but it would have also left tens of millions of people uninsured. Healthcare issues have also come up in the U.S. Senate race in New Jersey. There, incumbent Democrat Bob Menendez is facing Republican challenger and political newcomer Bob Hugin. Hugin is a Marine veteran who says New Jersey should be embarrassed by Bob Menendez after his corruption trial last year, which ended in a mistrial. But Menendez says Hugin should be ashamed of his own past. Last year, Hugin stepped down as the head of Celgene, a New Jersey-based pharmaceutical company. Critics say Celgene is a poster child for high drug costs and shady marketing tactics. The company doubled the price of its blockbuster cancer drug, Revlimid, in less than 10 years, all while Hugin was making millions as Celgene's CEO. That's something the Menendez campaign has seized on in attack ads as well.
Corporate greed looks like drug company CEO Bob Hugin. Bob Hugin said the more people need a drug, the more he should charge.
Last year, Celgene also paid $280 million to settle a whistleblower lawsuit that alleged the company marketed 2 drugs for uses that were not approved by the FDA. Hugin says the attacks are, quote, lies and mischaracterization. He's proud of his time at Celgene, pointing to innovations in medicine that gave patients drugs they wouldn't have otherwise had.
Celgene has done amazing things for cancer patients, turning multiple cancers from a terminal diagnosis to chronic disease.
Bridget Harrison, a professor of politics and law at Montclair State University, says many people will be voting in November based on how they feel about Trump. But for those voters casting their ballots based on policy issues, healthcare will likely be top of mind.
So when we're looking at this as a mandate on the Trump presidency in terms of policy implications, certainly health care is one of the top 2 issues upon which people, Democrats and Republicans, are basing their votes.
Voters like Suzanne Matullo, a registered nurse from Mount Holly. She wants the federal government to do something to deal with the high costs of health care, but feels like Democratic candidates talk more about providing public benefits to immigrants and other groups.
I've never been raised nor taught my kids that don't worry about it, somebody else will take care of it. And that, it seems like that now. Well, that somebody is the middle class.
Matulo is a registered Democrat, but says she doesn't think she'll vote for Democrats this year. She voted for Trump in the last election and still supports him, despite his often outrageous behavior.
But and I know that he keeps some people energized. He keeps this college-educated woman cringing. But he still gets some things done. He gives in somewhere where you have to, and then he holds firm to other things.
Voters care deeply about health care, but it may not overshadow the fact that this year's midterms are all about a guy who isn't even on the ballot. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.